Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 581. Visible translated text is as follows. Resulting from the condition of the contents of the stomach, irrespective of acidity or the other chemical qualities as to how long cabbage and wheat bread were in the stomach can be given where particles like that, states Exhibit 6, are found. Where a young lady 13 or 14 years old died, her body is embalmed as above described, and a postmortem performed 9 or 10 days after death, and the physician finds the epithelium detached from the walls of the vagina. In several places, nothing being visible to the naked eye, and he takes several parts of the wall of the vagina away and examines them with a microscope and discovers that the blood vessels are congested. That is, there has been a hemorrhage in a number of instances, the blood from those microscopic vessels getting into tissues. The removal of the epithelium could be accounted for by the fact that there has been a digital examination the day after death by inserting the fingers, but in that length of time, I would expect the epithelium to shed off. Finding the epithelium missing in several places or separated from the wall of the vagina would not indicate any violence done to the subjects in life. The condition of the blood vessels above described, I would expect to result from other causes than violence. The embalming might force the blood through the small capillaries. If the subject had just had her menstrual period and that had come on her at about the time of death or before, that would account for those distended blood vessels and hemorrhage. But even if violence caused them, you could not tell how long before death that violence had been inflicted, or that it had been inflicted within from 5 to 15 minutes before death. Death by strangulation might have an effect on those blood vessels. If there was no more damage than what I have described, I would say certainly there was no violence on the young woman. A bruise or discoloration could be produced on the eye or face any time before the blood coagulated utterly, which may be as long as 8 or 10 or 12 hours after death. A blow on the back of the head can discolor the eye. Death can be produced by a